Well, hello. As usual, we'll give it a few minutes for people to trickle in. And as usual, I'll ask you to let me know if there's any technical difficulties because I'm old and, well, I make a lot of mistakes. How are we all doing this fine afternoon? I'm getting ready to fly out to Ohio myself, me and my son at 5 a.m. fly to a Serpent Mound, effectively. We're going there. Thanks to the Grammarica crew and my homeboy Timmy Bush, who will probably be in the comments here shortly. we're going to be going to watch the solstice and all that jazz. So, how's everybody doing? It's not Jerry. When you are being a boomer that is using younger people's language, you have to do it wrong. Are you fucking stupid? Finna two, finna two, you finna two regret that. Now, I want to point something else out to you, Jerry. I've been challenging Dave to a debate for about 2.5, 3 months now, and he's hiding from me. He's gonna have a harder time hiding from me. As more and more people talk about it, I've been seeing his followers. I just can't believe he's hiding from a debate from somebody he's spoken about before, but. Dave knows he done fucked up. He lied about me. He got facts wrong. As he said on Danny Jones, he's on his debunker arc and he doesn't have time to learn all the different things. He's just making sure that he doesn't really know what he's doing. Okay. He's debunking things by knee jerk, by assumption. I think this guy's on the right side of science, and I think this guy's on the wrong side of science. I have archaeologists that don't like Flint Dibble that talk to me. They just don't want their names spread around in public because they know the kind of people they're dealing with here. Hey, you hate me for living. I'm glad you made it to the Serpent Mound yesterday. Hope it was fun. Hello, Meth is Steve. Oh, paths unwritten. You really gonna be like that, you whiny little bitch? I'll tell you what. Why don't you? I've got a short. Some short videos on Dave Farina and a couple of them I show him lying. And here's the thing. I don't really you see how you're one person that's commenting on like this thread of people that's commenting and the stream just started. I'm not gonna take all my time to address one person who's just kind of being a how do you put it? Well, a biased little troll. So I'll tell you what, if you really don't think that Dave lied, you can go watch all the videos that I've made on it. And then you can come back and we can talk about it. The man edited me out of context, but you don't have to worry about all that because you're the kind of reason that I left Reddit. We'll just put it that way. I got sick and tired of people typing out paragraphs and expecting me to stop making videos to argue with them in the trenches. It's like, I'm not trying to be arrogant, dude, but I have a bigger audience than one. Sorry. Sprinkling off that F off dust. Oh yeah, fuck all right off, dude. I've got mountains of fuck off dust sitting right here. Hey, I never get to see you live. Yeah, you do this time. He's being a profess hole. That's right, Rising Karu. And thank you so much for that donation. All right, I'll give it a few seconds here. That's nice, Paths. I'm just gonna ignore you, no offense. Anyway, we'll get started here in just a second. There's the Timmy I was talking about, Timmy Bush. Thank you so much for hooking it up, homie. Me and my son are looking big time, very much forward to flying out the Serpent Mound. He's never flown before, my son, so this will be exciting for him. And even though ancient civilizations and archaeology and all that stuff, he's about as interested in as I am in My Little Pony. Flying is something that's going to be cool, and I mean. If I sat down and watched an episode of My Little Pony, maybe I'd like it, right? Same kind of thing. So maybe he'll enjoy it. Hey, thank you, 757. You gifted out 5 dedunking memberships. Boy, that's worth its weight in gold right there. All right, just a couple more minutes and we'll get going. I try to get a decent amount of people for the time of day it is. If it's late at night, I start with less because, getting alcohol and, some people are out drinking at the bars at fucking midnight. Am I the only one that finds the whole debunking pseudo-intellectuals cringe? I pressed play on a Dave Explains video about Professor Jang and the first point he made was verifiably false. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. He doesn't do very good research. Like, really, we'll see him at one point say that he doesn't remember all the details of the things that he's researched. And that's, I mean, come on now. I don't expect you to remember all the details of everything, but he couldn't even really weigh in on like the Rona stuff. He was just like, oh, I don't remember. Oh, you know, it's possible that we won't, Smithy, but there's no way in hell that I'm not going to. Let's put it this way. People need to know that he won't put his money where his mouth is, that he makes statements that he won't back up, that he talks shit, and then when he's called out on it, instead of admitting he's wrong, he called me out on something I got wrong. I admitted I was wrong. When I call him on stuff that he gets wrong, he just hides and pretends it didn't happen. That's absolutely needs exposed. All right. Good morning, Rue. Always good to see you. All right. Let's get started with the shenanigans here. Woo-hoo-hoo.
To debunk 500 people at once, you know, mm-hmm. which is why it's hard to retain, you know, every time I, particularly in the medical realm, there's so many papers, so much stuff that you really have to dig into that it's impossible to keep all of it in the forefront of your mind at once.
Yeah.
But when I'm doing that video, I'm reading a lot of papers and I'm speaking with a lot of professionals. I'm very thoroughly exposing that individual. And then I move on to another and then.
Well, that's a good way of saying that he doesn't really know what the fuck he's talking about. Okay, that's a good way of him saying right there, you know what? I did just enough research in that video to be able to throw rocks. Much like a creationist that would research evolution and say, I've researched just enough evolution to be able to, Piltdown Man, what the fuck's up with Piltdown Man? Gotcha. This is Dave. He's not doing proper research. He can't talk about the things after the fact. And honestly, if you study something and can't at least make some stupid dumbed down fucking version of it, some little synopsis and blah, blah, and vomit out a sentence that says what it's supposed to be, you're just dumb as a rock. What the fuck, Coop? Is this something to be serious about? Am I supposed to actually take this serious? I'll give you a little bit of leeway, but I see shit like that again and I will kind of start slapping people around. There are a few things that I don't like to I don't like to tolerate. Others put their mouth where my money is. That's exactly right. 757. That's a beautiful comment right there. Just went and told Dave about his new helmet. What a spaz. All right. Carrying on.
Another and then another. Mm-hmm. So and I've seen my content move the needle a little bit on certain figures, which is what I want and which is what we need to see. We need a lot more people doing that. So I'm not here like, let's silence everybody. I'm just, let's have the truth be louder than the frauds.
Okay, that's a very carefully worded way of saying it. But when he says, I've seen my content move the needle on people, that's him saying they get less views when I get through with them. That's what he's trying to get at there. And well, the important thing about that is to be real blunt about this, committing slander or libel, there's a few things you have to do. One, you have to either knowingly say something that's false or say something that's false with like no real concern with whether or not it was true, just kind of like, you know, bullshit reporting like the National Enquirer. And you have to do it with the intention of creating some sort of harm, some sort of damage to their reputation or their pocketbook, which is what he just said that he's trying to do. I'm not trying to silence them. I'm just trying to move the needle. Okay, this is where, again, I'm an internet warrior guy. Hiring a lawyer is the kind of thing I only do if I get caught with drugs in my car. But I'm not about to get into that side of things. But the fact of the matter is this dude's putting himself, that statement right there could be used in court to prove by anybody that he's been fucked with, that he's fucked with over the years. Anybody who he's fucked with, if he said anything wrong about them, they could use that statement to prove his intent and thereby sue him. So just so you know, Dave, you might want to watch saying things like that. Yo, Dan 07. That's what they call me, 07. All right. He's a parasite for revenue. Yes, he abso-fucking-lutely is.
That's what I want.
Yeah. And then also on the ivermectin stuff, I had a woman, it's just popping into my head, Mary Bowden. Ever familiar with her?
I am.
She worked at Houston Methodist Hospital, and her hospital that she worked at was the first hospital in the country to mandate the shots. And she treated something like, it was more than 6,000 patients for it. She was a respiratory specialist. And yeah, she treated over 6,000 people. And this was starting before the shots came out. And she was using all of the, like, the recommended treatment. She was using a lot of monoclonal antibodies, which she said were very effective. She was very skeptical about the ivermectin. She did start using it. She did not see any negative effects for the ivermectin. I think she said that she was combining it with heavy doses of steroids.
Got Rogan all green screen. Wait, that was CNN editing. Exactly. I'm going to give it a second here. Dang horse dewormer. Yeah, I'll give it a second. I'll break in here so we don't, out of respect for Danny, right? It's his content. I don't want to be running 20-minute segments uninterrupted. But, like, the ivermectin stuff, like, it's frustrating, like I've said before, about the Younger Dryas impact hypothesis. It's like when you've got a situation where either side gets to pick and choose the science that they like, the scientists that they like, what the fuck are we supposed to do with that? Honestly, what the fuck are we supposed to do with that? And then you'll see Dave right now. Watch how he handles this. Watch his response to this whole section about Dr. What's-Her-Face. I'm sure it'll say it on the screen there. Dr. Mary Bowden. Watch the way he reacts to that. Oh, thanks, Dr. Pepper. I freaking love you, too. You guys are awesome. In all honesty, I'm getting ready to take my kid to Ohio. All right? On his first time flying, a couple summers ago, I took him to the coast for the first time. You know, I'm not a rich guy. And, like, the ability to, and I'm a single parent, the ability to, like, spend more time with my son as he's the last couple of years of school, have the money to be able to take him places and stuff, have the freedom to do so. That's all on you guys, right? I mean, there's a billion and one dickheads on YouTube. It's only the dumbasses that people listen to that get anything out of it. So thanks for listening to me. Seriously, I really, really appreciate it. Okay. Hey, we'll see, Rise. If you don't know, all the kids, all their brain rot memes are supposed to be, they're supposed to come from Ohio.
Heavy doses of vitamin C, and I think it was the steroids, the vitamin C, breath work or something, some sort of like breathing exercises. This is her. Oh yeah, let's watch this real quick. There's like she gives herself like a, she'll do better than I do. Throw the little cans on real quick.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna double speed this part in case I get all in trouble first.
Listen to like 30 seconds of this.
You're an ENT. She normally doesn't get involved anywhere close to the vaccine issue, and guess what? She is knee deep in this.
Right.
So Mary, I know we're.
I said I was going to double time that, but I didn't realize it was Danny Jones's clip. I forgot. Yeah, Ebony, there's one point where I mentioned it to Danny Jones. I called him out on it openly because when I was on Danny Jones, but there was a point where I'll try to find the clip at some point. But a long time ago, Mel Gibson was in an interview somebody was asking him about his anti-Semitism. And he turns and looks at the guy and goes, "What, do you have a dog in this fight, Mr. Levi?" Because the guy's last name was Levi, which obviously means he's Jewish blood. And so it was that kind of thing that I was commenting on when I was on Danny Jones. Is like the way that watch how Dave, when we get to the part, watch how Dave handles the whole Epstein stuff. According to him, it's like I already knew that because you know what bloodline Epstein's from, right? It's like, holy fuck. We're not quite there yet. I appreciate that, KRC. I appreciate that so much. It's really good to see you guys. Here we go.
Like almost an hour into this podcast, but let's give you like a brief introduction, like your background.
Right. So I went to Stanford. I'm an ENT. And I kind of stumbled into, I had patients coming to me because no one else would treat them. And I'm an expert in respiratory diseases. So it makes sense. And because I didn't shut my doors, people started coming to me. And initially I tried hydroxychloroquine, but as soon as President Trump mentioned it as an option, it got shut down. And literally the Texas State Board of Pharmacy sent out a letter prohibiting us from prescribing it. So then I moved on to monoclonal antibodies, and those worked great. People turned around very quickly, and I get unlimited supply. Well, then the government shut that down, and that was right around when Biden mandated the COVID shots. They shut down monoclonal antibodies. It was an orchestrated effort. Mm-hmm. And so I started using ivermectin, and I found that ivermectin worked. I was a little nervous that it wouldn't, because monoclonal antibodies worked so well. But what I
you see the way Dave's like, she says ivermectin worked, and it's like, okay, I'm gonna tell you something about the whole ivermectin debate. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, and I have a really hard time trusting either side of the whole Rona debate, because it got turned into a political football. And anytime anything becomes a political football in the day and age of give them an inch, they'll take a mile, which somehow that's supposed to function in a democracy, has nothing to do with what we're fighting in the streets every election, I swear. But in that day and age, well, you know, it doesn't really matter if you know anything about the medical field or not. Just like Dave said, I talk to some experts, I read a little bit, then I make a video, then I move on to the next guy. He's just fucking loose cannon. He's like carpet bombing the goddamn jungle just to hit a couple of people. He blasts the whole goddamn civilian population out with it while he's at it. I am working on the merch stuff, Dr. Pepper. I promise. I really need to get it done. Yes, very, very accurate, Rue. Danny does a great job of letting guests such as Dibble and Puss Dave utterly destroy themselves all while he tickles their tummy. Very, very accurate. Nuclear footballs. You know, nuclear footballs are a fun thing.
I found it worked. And so I treated over 6,000 patients. When you see that high volume, I mean, that's something I'll never again experience in my career. I mean, usually I see a wide variety of issues as an ENT. Never had such a large volume of the same disease in such a short period of time. And you become an expert in it. And, you know, I started speaking out, and of course I got ridiculed, smeared, canceled. I'm still fighting for my medical license. So I put everything on the line to tell the truth. And I think that brings us to another point is that, you know, all these people, these doctors.
She's fined tens of thousands of dollars. They threatened to take her medical license, and you know, she was getting, you know, she wasn't invited to any dinner parties anymore in Texas. Like, she had nothing to gain from it. But you know,
very convincing.
I understand
convincing narrative.
It's whether it's a narrative or it's her actual experience. I mean, it's possible that she's telling the truth. But I understand that, like, none of the scientific journals have published any sort of studies that say ivermectin is effective, right? They none of them do. I listened to your interview with Pierre Corey, mm-hmm. And I've listened to other interviews, and that's what people seem to be frustrated by, is that there's no, like, placebo-controlled trials that say that it did work for it.
Right. They're always using very shady trials, very, you know, small cohort, no controls. The first one was just like high dose in vitro, which is not applicable to a human system. It mm-hmm. just what the kernel that they used and then expanded upon mm-hmm. was not legitimate. And then mountains of legitimate science is done after the fact because of the fervor that crops up to demonstrate conclusively that it is not effective, both ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. And so all you can do against this mountain of science is performed all over the world, all these different countries, all over the place, is just go big, giant conspiracy, pharma paid the blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah, this is, I hope it is for you, Durkin. Really hope it is. Yeah, convincing narrative. It's exactly right. Is just such a, that's the way that Dave puts it. A convincing narrative is just so fucking hilarious. It's like, you know, dude, maybe it's more than just a narrative. Like Danny says, maybe it's her experience. And this is where it's kind of hilarious because, you know, the medical community right now, the top 10 most retracted papers that are still cited are all medical. And what that means is you'll have a paper that they've looked at, they published, and they retracted it for whatever reason, but somebody else still uses it as a reference point. They still say that data is okay in their paper. And this is what this does is it tells me that the community has a problem. They're split up. They've got people fighting on both sides of this. So when you have that kind of a situation, it's like this lady here, she's talking about this stuff that Dave doesn't know anything about. and he's going to sit here and talk shit about it. Wait till you see his reasoning behind this stuff. It's pretty crazy. Dave is almost as smart as Super Dave with zero sense of humor. Thanks, Dr. Pepper. Yes, Super Dave Osborne, he was great. He was like the superhero of my childhood that always got hurt. The stuntman that was my favorite skit of his with the bulletproof paint when he goes and sits in a car with bulletproof paint and they test it. They go shooting the crap out of it. And, of course, all the bullets go through. And then he's, well, the end of this episode. Have a good day. I'm a dork. I'm old. What do you want from me?
All you can do.
But what about people like her who treated over 6,000 patients, and she did say that it worked in combination with vitamin C, monoclonal antibodies, steroids, all that.
Okay, so what's the difference between that and it didn't work at all and other things worked? You know what I mean? Like, that's not how you do science, right? You don't go, I gave them five things and they got better, so this one must have worked. Right? That's not how science works, you know?
He literally said, like, nothing right there. She says, I use this treatment, this treatment regimen. I know this is complicated for you, Dave, but sometimes they use a treatment regimen. I'll say something that he was a drummer in a rock and roll band. I'm sure he'll understand this. They make pain cocktails that they use a bunch of different drugs to pop all these different receptors and make you extra not feel the pain. You know what I'm talking about? So it's a treatment regimen. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Imagine a medical professional having such a thing. And then you're going to poke holes at it. Yeah, I'm sure she doesn't know why. This is exactly what I mean. It's like he doesn't offer any real reason. He just has skepticism, and his skepticism is based on party lines. It's really frustrating. I am a fucking total yapologist, Paul. I yap so much that there's people in Mexico that are like, God damn, I can hear that boy yapping.
Sure.
You have to do very rigorous trials where you control every single variable, right? This is how you test drugs.
Okay, so we can't do that with ivermectin, or that's all fucked. But when it's time for the jab, what did they do? Well, you know, we didn't do the normal 10-year tests that we do and stuff, boys, but go right ahead and take it. And this is what I mean by this is no standard of his. He's not holding a standard here. He's just saying we're supposed to test drugs. You're fucking right. We're supposed to test drugs, but he only says that sometimes, depending on what fucking animal is next to the person's name who's saying it. This is political, and that is the opposite of science.
So do you ban ivermectin? Is that the answer?
Well, first of all, absolutely not, because it's a legitimate drug.
Should she be allowed to give it, to prescribe it to her patients?
I don't know how bureaucratic stuff works, yeah. But I definitely would look down on any doctor that was prescribing it for COVID, because it was shown to not work conclusively.
Just wow. I mean, just wow. I don't even know what to say about that. You know, I'll give you an example of something that's very real world. Dowsing is something that all my life I was told doesn't work. Water dowsing, dude, walking around with a little clothes hanger and finding water. But when I lived in the Midwest, that's what I thought. But the Midwest is wet. I moved up here, and got to, it's a desert up in Washington, up in this part, this half. Seattle's not the only part of Washington. We got a lot of dry stuff. And in that dry part, man, you do construction. You see guys digging wells, and they've got all this tech that they use to go out there and map out where to dig. And then the guys douse it, like always. They always douse it. And there's a reason, because it fucking works. It's like when you tell science conclusively says there's no such thing as full moon fever, and then the cops go out on the street and they're like, the fuck there ain't. So this is just one of those examples, in my opinion, of in this case we got Dave over here, like he don't fucking know what the hell he's talking about, right? He's just being his dude. My electronic teacher swore it lurks, he'd use it to build his house. Fucking old guy digging wells, I'll tell my buddy. Yeah, it's a truth, man. It really does. Like, you know, there's no reason for a well digging company to pay somebody or for the owner to go out and douse it, but they do because it saves money. They know it works, right?
that and hydroxychloroquine. Mm-hmm. And that is when those drugs enter the alt health space. Mm-hmm. That is so that's what I wanted to say about
I mean, she wasn't on like ivermectin's payroll or anything like that. She didn't make it.
Well, okay. First of all, you don't know that, right? You have all of these, you know, the frontline doctors, these organizations. I don't know who that person is. I don't know what her affiliations are. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to just present yourself as the, you know, the underdog fighting the big bad system. Mm-hmm. But all of these people. So the earlier we're looking at the list of alt health versus pharma.
Yeah.
Ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are pharmaceutical drugs that have purpose, right? Ivermectin, great Nobel Prize winning drug that eradicated a particular kind of parasite, does fuck all against COVID, but it's a great drug that has a purpose. But then when you take it and you're prescribing it for something that it does nothing against, mm-hmm. that's alt health. That's when you get into this alt health wellness space and you have all these doctors, frontline doctors that are getting rich because they're telling people you don't do what the big bad government says. I'll send you this in the mail. Every month you give me $90 or whatever, and I'll send you this in the mail. Mm-hmm. Right. That qualifies as alt health. And there are a lot of people who got really, really rich.
Yeah, well, that's shitty. When you're starting a pyramid scheme on selling ivermectin, you're a dirt.
Not necessarily a pyramid scheme, but just
whatever it is. Whatever sort of fucking recurring shit. These people.
That's pretty cute right there, the way that, I mean, he's talking about the corruption and the financial side of things. And it's like, where do you think this shit comes from, man? Where do you think this shit comes from? It's like, this is the ivermectin. Is this coming from the guys that make Alex Jones vitamins, or is it coming from a pharmaceutical company? Okay, so why is it that you don't believe that Pfizer is capable of corruption when it comes to one drug, but they are capable of corruption when it comes to another drug? Again, political lines. The man has no standards. He has no, it's just, this is how it is. And, I can see the hat. What was with Dan, blah, blah, blah. Somebody asked me a question. Why can only you read Paul's comments? Hell, I don't know. That's a good question. I'll have to ask Paul.
People are grifters.
It is. Yeah, I would agree with you there.
I'm tired of talking about
But at the same time, like, again, I can't for a second bring myself to be able to defend companies like Pfizer, who are fucking sponsoring every single news station and newscast that's telling you that we have to stay indoors, you have to go get your shot, do all this stuff. By the way, we're sponsored by Pfizer. But trust me, even if they were paying us millions of dollars, we would still tell you the truth if we thought this stuff was bad. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Okay, but stay indoors and get a vaccine. What's wrong with either of those things? Like, what's bad about that messaging?
Well, the question is, do you trust the media and do you trust the government? Do you trust these trillion-dollar corporations? Like, if you look at history and you read history, go look at the Iraq War. Do we trust these people?
Okay, geopolitics is
completely different. It's the news is selling it.
Sure, sure. But the fact remains that money can't change the laws of physics or the laws of molecular biology and what a disease, it can't change what a pathogen is and how it kills you and what will cure it and what will.
No, you dimwit, but it sure as fuck can change the way that stuff gets reported. Hey, fuck, man. Why is this so hard for him? Yes, maybe we live in a simulation in his mind and everything is just like in this perfect little computer program. It's like, this doesn't even make any sense to me that he could even think that way. It's like, yeah. Why don't you cop to it? Banning people that disagree. I ban people that are fucking dipshits, Paul. I mean, if you people that just like, Jesus Christ. Man. Some things about being an influencer are a lot of fun. Other things are just stupid. I mean, I get some people with the IQ of a potato bug coming at me, and you don't even like I fucking remember who they are.
Defend, right? These are all realities of the natural world, and this is what scientists seek to study. So you can find a media distortion, you can find a special interest group, you can find these things, but ultimately what a disease is and what cures it cannot be manipulated in that way, right? And you have scientists all over the world that are studying this stuff. That's why, again, I'm going to keep bringing it back to this. The consensus of the global scientific community is what you go by. When you have somebody that's contradicting that, you want to be skeptical of that person, right? So ivermectin doesn't work against COVID, not because Pfizer said so. It's because all of the scientists all over the world say so, right?
Now, I want to point out that this is a real serious issue. This kind of attitude has allowed for some pretty fucked up stuff to happen in the in the name of science. I'll give you a great example here. Just find the page and I'll highlight it, and we can go to all this fancy stuff and all right. You read that little highlighted bit there? What's that say? Hydrolica and others made it virtually taboo for any archaeologist desirous of a successful career to advocate a deep antiquity for the inhabitants of the Americas. The findings for the Folsom site eventually overturned that conventional wisdom. And how long did he think it was? Man had not lived in the Americas longer than 3,000 years. And who was this guy? Ailes Hydrolica from the Smithsonian Institution. It's almost like, I mean, this is crazy. It's almost like there's some real problems here sometimes with science. It's almost like you can't just accept the consensus because there's gatekeepers and people that cock block the actual data from coming through. It's crazy. I don't understand how, I do understand how people could put their faith in science like they do a religion. I just don't understand how somebody could do that and call themselves a free thinker. To me, that's absolutely insane. Come on. Press play, silly machine.
There's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm. Amanita muscaria is the third most popular microdosed psychoactive in the U.S. with over 3 million people using it. That's more than LSD or DMT. But there's a wave of dangerous gas station fakes out there, so who knows how many people were cheated out of the real deal. Amantara is the complete opposite of those scams, which is why I only trust Amantara. I never would have even touched Amanita muscaria if it weren't for Amantara. They are the trusted Amanita supplier in the U.S., totally legal, no synthetics, and 55,000 happy customers. Small doses put you in a calm, focused, flow state type headspace, while medium doses are more like a jolly alcohol alternative, great for sleep, dreams, and some people even call it nature's wine. I take a few of these capsules most days after work, and it helps me forget about the stress of the day and be more engaged with my family. Imagine being in a stressful environment and not feeling triggered. That's what Amanita does for me. Amantara is the largest Amanita muscaria supplier in the U.S., totally legal, ethically sourced, and lab tested. They have the largest Amanita selection, from oils, capsules, to chocolates, and the raw caps. It's not just a store or a single product. These guys are helping pave the way for a new legal medicinal psychoactive mushroom in the U.S. And I'm really happy to be part of it. Go to Amantara.com/go/DJ and use the code DJ22 for 22% off your first order. That's Amantara.com/go/DJ. Don't forget to use the code DJ22 for 20% off your first order.
I just question it when most of the scientists are paid by the pharmaceutical companies.
But they're not.
How do we know?
I mean,
most scientists I've talked to have gotten grants from pharmaceuticals.
We're talking about millions of scientists.
Right.
We're talking about an unbelievable number. It doesn't make sense.
Okay. Millions of scientists. Is he serious? He really is going to say that millions of scientists have weighed in on that whole thing. And you know, I don't really like to talk about this kind of stuff on my channel all the time. That's why I'm putting it on fast forward, because I'm pretty much done with it. But he was so hypocritical here that I wanted to show it, because that whole attitude of, well, you know, the big pharma can't be corrupt. Well, maybe they are when they're selling the ivermectin, but maybe not when they're selling the jab. And well, you know, it's not so bad to violate constitutional rights if it's somebody that goes to church. And it's just like, Jesus fucking Christ, dude, are you insane? Are you absolutely insane? So anyway, let's power through this bit.
Who pays them to study this stuff? Who pays them to study the drugs?
I mean, all kinds of things. I mean, you'd have to identify an individual study, and we would find the source of the funding there.
If you were to broad brush it, like by and large, most scientists, say there's a fucking billion scientists in the world that are studying, that are researching drugs, who pays them to do it?
Whatever government they're working under.
You think the government pays for it?
I mean,
a government or a country that has national or socialized medicine, right? But certainly not in the United States. United States medicines.
No, still. I mean, a large percentage of grants are from the government. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're talking about, you know, medical science in general and molecular biology in general, right? It's when you're looking at what viruses do and what bacteria do and what a drug does and what an antibody does and all these things, this is just general science, mm-hmm. right? And so you can have clinical trials on a drug. That's very different from scientists who are just performing general research on pathogens, you know, epidemiology and this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, a lot of government grants, and, you know, there are private corporations that are also utilizing profits to do research. Mm-hmm. So money's coming from everywhere. I mean, it's very easy to just go money. Okay, money came from a thing.
It's the number one common denominator with most of the stuff. And it doesn't have to be just like financial incentives. It can also be like personal vendettas.
Yeah.
I'll point out something about the money side of this that's pretty important. Like something that Dave seems to be missing here, and I'll just put it out there. Is imagine that you were sitting in my chair right now, but instead of talking about big rocks, you talked about old 80s video games. And somebody introduced a retro Atari system, and they mailed it to you. And this company has already released two other retro systems, and now you've gotten big enough that they mailed you a system to review on your channel. Now, do you not understand the pressure that comes with that incentive, just that they've given this to me for free. All you're going to the doctor and they write on a little tablet, and maybe I'm a little old, but the tablets always have like drugs on it. It's like they give them ink pens and lanyards and just stupid basic bullshit. And these are the kind of things you don't want to lose. So people tend to be, you know, more polite in these situations. As a matter of fact, my next full-length video I've been researching was the alien carving stuff. And I look at these and I'm very skeptical of them. But there is science on them. And the dude, I have a lot of people asking me stuff to look into stuff. And this dude asked me to look into this stuff and offered me money to move to the front of the line. And I was very, very clear to him that it would not change my end findings on the looking into it, that I'll put you at the front of the queue for money. I like money, but I'm not going to change my reporting on it. But that's not everybody's that way. I mean, we've had a lot of problems with people reporting on stuff that, you know, that's, you know, this is the best product you'll ever have. You've seen Magic Spoon. I love my Magic Spoon cereal. Do you fucking think these guys eat that shitty protein tasting cereal? God damn, have you ever bought that shit? They're fucked. I still want that sign, Dan. He's talking about my Presidential Commission on Nuclear Catastrophe sign. Thank you, Cliff. I appreciate that. But no, you can't have it. I'm sorry. Yeah, see, there's a whole lot of stuff with the doctor side of things. It's frustrating. And the whole deal here is it's like I trust the scientific process, okay? I absolutely do. But I don't trust humans. I don't trust the practitioners. It's like it's these guys that are that communistic have a problem, it seems, with understanding like humanity. It's like on paper, these things look great. In reality, there seems to be these fundamental fucking issues here. I'll pay you to move this to the front of the line. Go to the back of the bus. That's exactly what I did. He's a pretty good dude, Michael Forrest. If you guys haven't checked it out, check out the alien carving stuff. It's weird. It's definitely like you look at it at first and it's uncanny as fuck, but there is uncanny stuff out there before we've all seen if you look into that ancient alien stuff. It's interesting. Anyway, there'll be a video out in a few days, but I'm getting ready to leave town, so I might not have it. I'm going to try to film it tonight, but I have to fly out. My flight leaves in literally just under 12 hours, leaves at 5 a.m. So it's 5:07 p.m. now. So trying to get as much things in as possible, which a live stream and some shorts to make. I've been trying to upload like every 38 seconds for the last month or so.
I heard you talk with Hamilton about this, and I've heard he's talked with me about this on this podcast, is there's like a really famous psilocybin study or MDMA study where there was this rich family who literally paid millions of dollars to buy podcasts and propaganda to sabotage this MDMA study and like the public perception of MDMA.
It's very interesting because a bunch of people left comments saying that was not true. And I didn't look into it further. So I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
there's a guy I've had on the show.
And there it is, a small example of what we're dealing with all the time. We don't really know because some people said this and some people said that. And how do you figure out which way on the side of the tracks to fall? I mean, you can't. Even when you do your research, this is why it's important, in my opinion, and in this day and age, when you really want to weigh into this stuff, it's important to dig into the science yourself, because frustratingly, you can't trust so many things. And even a peer-reviewed paper, for example, you know, they don't have to accurately portray the data that's in there. Accurately portray the data they collected. All they got to do is make it look like they did things right, and it's going to get through that process. So there's all kinds of fuckery that can go on right now. Bear had people killed who looked into their ads, who's their AIDS-infected blood products. Holy shit, I didn't know anything about that. Wait, is Dan a juggalo? No, I'm not a juggalo, sorry. You don't know how to hurt you. He has all the right answers. Flint does. Yes. That Dave guy basically said the facts are facts while being paid to say facts. Yeah. Dave's a great example of like the financial incentivization of, I mean, his videos, like, let's put it this way. Instead of sitting down and doing something like this, he just like scream and yell and be an asshole. Stan, can you just demonstrate some basic honesty? One honest statement. Yes, Jerry, I've never said anything honest in my entire life. Here, I'll say one honest statement. Your mom bumps her teeth way more than any $2 whore should.
A show many times. He's a journalist, and he follows all the psychedelic stuff. Mm-hmm. All the, he follows like every single psychedelic study. He's very skeptical of the whole industry. And he was a part of a really early psychedelic study in like the 90s, I think.
There's not too many people that are denying, just by and large, that psychedelics have no therapeutic application. I think the vast majority of the scientific community is on board with that.
The story was with this, on this specific case was, and they threatened to sue Hamilton over this because he exposed it, was that there was this study that was going on with MDMA. And there was this guy who was really old. He was a Holocaust survivor. Some of the girls that were involved with this study somehow met him and started giving him MDMA, and he's like turned his life around. He was mm-hmm. like in his late 90s, and he was loving it. He was loving his girls. I'm sure they were like banging him or whatever, and they were also giving him MDMA. Yeah. And he's like, fuck, I love this. How much money do you guys want to sponsor your MDMA study? Mm-hmm. And the granddaughter of this guy was like, what the fuck? He's giving these MDMA whores my inheritance. Mm-hmm. So she...
MDMA whores. God damn it. I love that. That's a name for a grunge band right there. It's fucking... So what are you doing Friday? I'm going to go check out the MDMA whores at Mootsie's. How about you? That's just fucking gravy. I love it. Go ahead, Tappy. I don't give a fuck. Go yell at this Jerry guy all you want, man. You guys like have fun with them. These, you know, if somebody shows up here to yell, go ahead and let them have it with both barrels. More importantly, until Professor Dave blocks you, make sure and let him know that he, you know, nobody's forgot that he's hiding from me. He's eventually going to have to face the music.
He decided to take a bunch of her money to sabotage mm-hmm. their stuff. So like, it's not like some big cabal. It's not some big organization that's just trying to make profit. It's just a personal vendetta. But yeah, like, it's about money at the end of the day.
Yeah, and there are frauds within, you know, within the medical establishment as well. Mm-hmm. Andrew Wakefield bribed $500,000 to pen the Lancet study. Andrew Wakefield penned the 1990s Lancet study that started the whole vaccines autism craze that will never go away. Mm, right?
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, it's a whole saga. I mean, he's like, you know, the most major figure in the anti-vax movement. Sort of catalyzed from the mid 90s, much of what is happening now. But mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying. He was a doctor. He was a gastroenterologist. Like, it's possible to, it's humans. It's society. There's people, there's politics, there's stuff going on at all times, right? Mm-hmm. There's money over here. There's money over there. That's just life. That's just reality. Right.
Now, how amazing is that? For a moment, he sees it. He has the self-awareness. Well, excuse me. He sees the forest. He doesn't realize he's walking in it, right? It's like, dude, yes, Dave, politics can matter. Yes, some of these scientists are liars. Did you not just say that you research this shit from the hip and you don't even barely remember it and you just ask some experts and then move on to the next thing? What if the experts you ask are the liars? What if some people on your side of the political fence are grifters? Oh, fuck. Oh, man. I think I might have a heart attack with just the impact of how that must have smacked Dave from across the universe. What a fucking bonehead. Dude, we can't even act in good faith for basic comments. Oh, Jerry. I'm so sorry that you're having a bad time. I hope that you don't cry and...
You know what I mean,
sure.
But
that's human nature.
Yeah, the problem is, and there's no problem in going, this individual instance of fraud occurred. Let's expose that and let's dish out some justice there. The problem is when you have the alt health space just relentlessly spinning this overblown villainization of pharma while they are making enormous amounts of money peddling snake oil. I mean, it's that.
Now, again, I'm not big into the alt health stuff. I will point out that what he just said, though, is again, pretty hypocritical. It's like they're putting all this out and spending all of this money. It's like, yeah, so are the mainstream medicine. Now, let me be very clear when it comes to medicine. My life expectancy 200 years ago, I'd be dead now, almost certainly. Antibiotics alone are a big deal. And it is true that there's a lot of alternate medicines that are dangerous. Just straight up, I remember one in the 90s that got exposed. It was like three times the recommended amount of vitamin A in a day, and that it was getting borderline too poison, like poisonous or some such shit. And it's like, yeah, the legal system is goofy that way. You know, they can sell like bath salts, for example, as a perfect example. Here's something that was totally not being sold to be put in anybody's bath, right? But, you know, you can get around it that way. And so there is, you know, there's a lot of these kinds of things. And I tend to err on the side of freedom when it comes to this stuff and properly educating the public. And so I can understand, I can sympathize with where Dave's coming from with that, where it's like he feels like the sky is falling and he needs to properly educate the public. But here's the thing, man. Like, say, for instance, you're me and you're like, you talk about conspiracy theories and stuff. You'll notice that I tend to draw, like, there's places where I'll say I'm pretty certain, like when I talk about the way they use the Baghdad battery, man, I'm pretty fucking certain that's how it went down. The evidence all seems to imply to me that that's how it is, and nothing else seems remotely as compelling. And it's not, none of this is crazy or outlandish or anything like that. But there is, and when I get to the more, you know, the more outlandish things, I tend to compare it to something that's, you know, like with the alien thing you guys might have heard me talk about with, like, intelligent life on Mars. I talked about on Danny Jones and how, you know, as far as odds go, there's no planet that has better odds of having intelligent life on it at some point in the past than Mars. It's fucking right across the street from us. That alone makes it more viable. We don't know how rare abiogenesis is, right? But that's a whole lot less likely to me than there being a missing dynasty in Egypt. Okay. My point is you kind of have to pick and choose. You have to be careful what you go after. So, like, if Dave's going to go out there and he's going to try to educate the public, and he's going to try to fix science that's pseudoscience, just going around with this, I'm going to go here and get all these different guys. He's a special. No, it's not going to be as good for his views. But, and let's face it, it's not. He's not got the intellectual fortitude to do it. Maybe he's just too fucking lazy, but it takes work. When you get to read papers, you get to dig into things, and you do more than just ask the experts, which is all he does. Which is why he got so much stuff wrong about me, I'm assuming, because he got it from Flint Dibble, and Flint just lied about this shit. Which, you know, we'll see how this all works out in the long run for him. But anyway.
That's the main take-home message here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is gonna happen. It's gonna happen. You know, you're gonna get bad apples. It's like, would you rather have three news channels that are feeding you all your information and you can't get it from anywhere else, or would you rather it be open season where everyone can go out and find information and you have to use your brain to figure out what's bullshit and what's good?
When the latter is the situation that we have now, and unfortunately, an unbelievable percentage of the media landscape is lies. It's a good point, right? Yeah, when you have three news channels, does that mean that there was, and it was very, very respectable fact-based journalism? Doesn't mean there's no propaganda, right? Of course, there can be propaganda that's just like, there's a whole genocide happening over here that no one is talking about,
right?
And you'll never know about it because it's not on the news. 100%. That's absolutely was the case. You know, and now you can't hide a genocide. Everyone's got a phone and they're filming it and showing it, showing it to you.
Which I want to talk about. That is probably the most unifying thing in this country right now.
Sure.
What did you just have pulled up, Steve? For drug research, where does the majority, what is it, ChatGPT? Where does the majority of funding come from? Government grants, pharmaceutical companies, or anything else? What is that?
It says that private money usually starts the research, but then pharmaceuticals take it over.
Okay. In total dollar terms, the majority usually comes from pharmaceutical and biotech companies.
I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer, right? I mean, a biotech company or a pharmaceutical company is the one that stands to make money on this stuff. The ones that don't stand to make money on this stuff, they're not going to be making this thing. So it's kind of funny. I don't understand, honestly, a lot of the things where Dave just doesn't seem like he even understands the basics of this stuff. Here in about, what are we looking at? Like two more minutes worth of content, we'll get into the dark history of science, which should be more fun. Apologize for the for having to go through all this Rona crap. If it wasn't for the hypocrisy, I would have let it be. But
not government grants. In the U.S., CBO, whatever that is, reported that the pharmaceutical industry spent $83 billion on research and development in 2019. And a National Academics NCBI review says private industry as a sector was the largest overall investor in biomedical research.
Yeah, so pharmaceutical companies invest in R&D to develop drugs. Right?
Right, exactly.
They make drugs. Right. That's the business. It's the business of making drugs. It takes a lot of money to make drugs.
Right. Well, what was the question, though? The question was what?
Well, you were asking about where all the funding comes from for medical science.
In drug research. Oh, obviously, yeah. Okay, that question is, in drug research, obviously, the money would come from the companies that are selling the drugs.
But I think what you wanted to talk about is where academic research is, funding for academic research is coming from, in anything that is tangential pertains to.
The correct question would be, what academic scientists, how much, what percentage of funding for science, and you can't really lump it into like science. That's too broad.
Yeah, if you're talking about science,
what would be the type of science you'd be talking about for this?
Well, this is a very specific circumstance, isn't it? This was Rona. This was something. This was not something the government was just kind of backseating. And so, without having looked into it, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the government was far, far, far more invested in the research and the development of all this stuff than it normally is. Now, I could be wrong on that, so don't quote me, but I'm going to say that I would bet money on it because it's almost a no-brainer now, isn't it?
Well, even that is difficult if you're just talking about medical science in general or something that would be...
Medical science, yeah. That's a good one.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say, but I mean, obviously, I mean, it's very, very broad, right?
And you also have to narrow down to the U.S., medical science in the U.S.
But scientists, that's the thing about academic science, is that much or most of academic science is just, let's figure shit out. How do things work? What is this made of? What does it do? Right? The point of academic science, which is why it's so tragic that funding for science is being slashed under this administration, is it's scientists that want to figure stuff out and know how everything works and find cool new applications. You know, like they're doing the foundational work that then others can go in industry and say, well, this, they just figured out how to, there's this material. What can we do with this material, right? We can make this thing or whatever. Right. That's what's incredible about academic science. Right? Mm-hmm. When you're in the private sector, everything's obviously very profit oriented. Mm-hmm. And so to sacrifice academic science, which is what we're seeing right now, you're losing that foundational layer of like, just, well, what, you know, what happens if we try this or, you know, what, what's.
No, I think that losing academic science and losing the research and funding is really a bad thing. Honestly, this is a horrible thing. And we have a problem there. As I've said before, they start stapling things on that don't belong there. Much of the field of psychology doesn't belong there. Much of what's in archaeology doesn't belong there. There's a huge amount of these things that belongs in academia. Don't get me wrong. Historians belong in academia. They don't belong getting the science grants. Okay. And it's the same kind of thing. There's places where there's fields of study that aren't science. They can be scientific, but that doesn't mean that they're science. And the problem with those ones is it allows for politics to creep in because you don't have replicability. You don't have you don't have any solid evidence-based stuff. You have ideas that are fleshed out from minimal amounts of evidence. This allows for all kinds of fuckery. And I don't know if any of you guys, I mean, those of you who are older like me will definitely know this, but we live in some pretty fucking polarized times. 25 years ago, but you watch it on CNN's, if you watch, Netflix used to have it a couple of years ago, they had this series of like the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. And every fucking president on there, they'd be like, well, you know, that Ronald Reagan, he didn't like the left, but he sure knew how to roll up his sleeves to make a deal for the country when he knew when the time was to compromise. And they say the same thing about all of them. And they don't say that no more. And this is all the presidents now are just like all the politicians nowadays. Like, give them an inch or we'll take a mile shit. So, yeah. Anyway, I love the 80s VH1 stink. Yes, that is one of the best things of all time. I used to watch the shit about that. Stop telling stories. Start providing data. Very simple. Oh, yes. I'm 61 and have purple hair. God damn it, Timmy. I bet you do. I bet you could have a purple mohawk when I show up there. I mean, get off the plane and I'll be like feeling like I'm the bum. And then I'll see you be like, God damn, dude, we're a punk rock band.
What's this thing all about? It's the true exploratory science. It's right. Largely happening in academia.
You find anything, Steve? Do you type in medical science?
Yeah,
it's still searching. ChatGPT is going slow for us. Yeah. And, you know, just again, some of the history of America and like the science that has been done in America for nefarious reasons and nefarious terms. It's once you learn about that and you're exposed to that, it's really hard to get that out of your head. You know, yeah, that might be human nature.
Like, you're going to go to that one. Probably.
Maybe Tuskegee is one. Maybe Operation Paperclip is another one. Maybe the Manhattan Project is a good example of top scientists in the world, including Nazi ones.
Yeah, build a bomb and kill people with it. I mean,
right. Like that's the goal here is to kill people.
But, yeah, no, I mean,
and look, you can't broad brush everything with that, obviously, but it's like when you learn about all this stuff, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. But there's a couple things here. So number one, we do want to differentiate between the veracity of science and what people do with it. So there are those in that space that want to call into question the validity of science. There's nothing wrong with the validity of the science that made the bomb. That's why the bomb worked, right? So they figured out a bunch of physics,
yeah,
and then they made a bomb with it.
No, if you caught the earlier episodes, you'll recognize the hypocrisy there. So there's nothing wrong with the science, but now what people do with it, that's an entirely different thing. But when they were talking about the medical stuff earlier, and Danny's like, but the medical community does X, Y, and Z, and Dave's like, whoa, 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 you see that narrative? You see what that narrative feeds into? It's like, hang on. What that narrative feeds into has fuck all to do with the veracity of that claim. Am I not correct? Of course I'm correct. I'm Dan. Jesus Christ. Why am I even asking such a stupid question?
I'm not saying whether it's valid or not. Right. I'm just questioning the motive.
Sure, sure, sure. But there are a lot of people who just, physicists are all, it's all fake and all this stuff. Right? So
there's people that think nukes are fake, that thinks they aren't real. You know that? Insane. Are you aware of that one? You got to check that one out.
There's just, at this point, nothing surprises me on the internet. But then, so putting that aside, just, yeah, people do bad things. In the world, there are people that do bad things, and there are people who use science to do bad things. And I mean, all we can do is point out all of these instances and where malfeasance is occurring, and shine a spotlight on it. Try to educate people on what has happened in the past, and then try to empower regulatory bodies to minimize that happening in the future. Right? That's why we need a robust FDA. We need these institutions to be able to do their job.
Wow, we need, we need a transparent FDA, okay? These are the things that we need, is transparency. And this is what we don't have, all right? This is where, in all honesty, like if your job is to clean up the halls of academia, the first thing you should be doing is pummeling away at those publishing houses like JSTOR that fucking holds science articles captive behind paywalls. I mean, I was looking for the goddamn minutes on a geology meeting from the 70s. All right. Like, it's a fucking award ceremony. Some dude just getting an award. And I just wanted to read what the speech was. The minutes exist. They were published in some geology magazine back in those days. And they're around $30. For $30, I could fucking read this paragraph that I might be interested in. It's like, I'll put it to you like this. When you have the gap that your imagination is allowed to fill is going to be filled with some pretty gross stuff, some pretty rotten stuff. People tend to assume the worst. So you go around making it where science is hiding certain things. I mean, let's put it this way. That Ailes Hydrilica guy that I showed you a minute ago, that he was from the Folsom tradition, and the guy that was cock-blocking scientists if they tried to say that humanity in America was old. That same guy is the dude that went through the measurements of all the giant bones in the Smithsonian and said, well, actually, this wasn't 6'7". It was 6'2". That guy just didn't know how to measure it. Okay? Now, that changing of those measurements... Maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe the person that measured all those things before didn't know how. But you know what? Seeing how I can't go look at the bones, I tend to think that's not the case. Just like that. You fucking hide the stuff and people become skeptical. And so if science doesn't do transparency, if the FDA isn't transparent, it doesn't matter, because people can pay bribes to get people to do things. And this is why a science educated community is important. Like having people generally know the basics of science. And, we're a lot more educated in these regards than we were in the past. But the problem is guys like Flint, for example, or Dave, Dave panders to a specific audience type, but he's not educating people. He sprinkles in a couple of facts here and there, but by and large, he tends to be quite often wrong, and it's mostly just watching it at blood sports. A guy like Sagan did it best, where you entice people, you tantalize, you take their curiosity and you throw gasoline on it and fan the flames and then just let it fucking tear up. And So, you know, it's quite the mess at the end of the day. Yeah, I want to test the Coke mummies too, but I ain't fucking young enough no more. All right, here's something I almost never do. It's a pointless pandering section. I'm getting ready to travel. I've got the Ko-Fi link down below. If you click on that and donate money, I can use that money when I travel. It shows up in my account like immediately. And then I can buy my son crack cocaine in Ohio. Actually, I'm not going to buy him any crack cocaine. Maybe fentanyl. Probably not. But anyway, for real, there's a link down below. Give Dan money. Ha ha ha.
You know, we have this constant seesaw between the government and the private sector.
Yeah.
And that is unfortunately how the world works.
Seesaw, and it's a marriage.
Yeah. Well, it's a very one-sided marriage.
Look at Trump's cabinet. Look at all the AI people. Look at Peter Thiel. All these people.
Thiel's a maniac.
And you know, Alex Karp talking about dropping fentanyl-laced urine on his enemies. Like, these are the people that are getting all this money, like billions of dollars from the U.S. government.
But I forgot about that, but that's great. Dropping fentanyl-laced urine on your enemies. This is fucking brilliant. I could put a whole fucking shitload of people in this town to work. I swear to God, the next comedian that comes to that comedy store that's one of the ones I don't like, I've got something for you, buddy. Yeah, there's strip coins that do use coins. Strip clubs that do use coins. I always get stuck in my brown eye, but, you know, what do you do?
Government and like literally probably mostly responsible for getting him in power, grooming JD Vance, like all this crazy stuff.
Yeah. And head of the EPA in the pocket of, you know, fossil fuel lobby. Like, just, you have people being put at the heads of institutions that are antithetical to the purpose of the institution. Right. So this is why, right.
It's rotten to its core.
It's rotten to its core. And that's why, like, government bad, government bad, government bad. Okay, we have the private sector. Right now, the seesaw is that the private sector has undue influence on the government. So you have, you know, a lot of the anti-establishment narratives going on right now are very like pro private sector. Right, the government sucks. Academia is communism. All this stuff. We need to give all the money to Elon Musk because he's a brilliant man that knows what to do. In the meantime, that's the point of Doge, is to go in and just dismantle all the
really.
Anybody
you think
that can,
you see that? You
oh yeah,
people.
Yeah. So the propaganda that is directly from the oligarchy is of this flavor.
Does anybody here actually believe that Elon Musk needs to be given money? Does anybody there actually think that? Fuck no, man. Exactly. I see Dave's hesitation. Yeah, he doesn't. He's fucking ignorant. He doesn't know anything at all. Be right back. Gotta go to the store. Well, yes, sir. You go to the store. How much cocaine did they sneeze into the hair? Is this the cocaine mummies? Oh, take care, Rue. Thanks for showing up, buddy. Don't give Dan money. If he doesn't get money, he has to use a strip club that uses coins. Yep, that's right. Well, Danny just looked like, oh my God, that's stupid as fuck. Yes. Yes, exactly. There's a couple of times where he gave Dave that kind of look where it was just like, good Lord, man. Oh, he has a bunch of subs because he talks mad shit.
Right. Academic institutions are woke indoctrination camps and all of the blah, blah, blah. And the, you know, everybody sucks there, and don't go to college, and everything from a college sucks. So it's very pro private sector, right? It's very deliberate, right? That's why we're seeing this movement towards dismantling regulatory bodies and giving more and more and more power and influence to the private sector. So, you know, that's not, I'm not saying government good, right? You don't want a totalitarian government that wreaks havoc on the private sector. But right now, it's not the case, right? We have the other situation where the private sector has too much influence on government, right? You can buy politicians and make them, you know, do what you want.
And they're also using their influence to trade stocks because they know what's going to happen. They know the laws that are going to change, is the policies that are going to change, and they're making the rules. They can predict the future. I mean, similar to like you see with some of this crazy insider trading on this fucking Strait of Hormuz shit right now.
Sure. Yeah. I know very little about it, but I instantly believe everything that you're saying. But I mean, so it's a tricky situation, right? Because governments have to exist. We need governments as a society, as a civilization.
Who wants to talk about roads? Go ahead and do so in the comments section. He said we need to have government. So I figure that you guys could argue about roads now.
realization. But the trick is, you know, when you see an administration that is appointing all of these people to these cabinet posts, right? It takes a very large grassroots political movement to, number one, recognize the problem, right? Anybody who can't see that RFK is a nightmare, that's very problematic, right? That society can't unanimously agree that RFK is a nightmare.
I don't see how he's a nightmare.
See? Okay. This is the kind of stuff that's honestly a real fucking problem. This attitude of, okay, everybody needs to see the same thing that I see when we look at this. Otherwise, we're fucked. It's like, no, dude. Everybody doesn't see the same thing when they look at this, and they're never going to. Okay. There's videos that they use to train juries and shit and to train cops where they show somebody get shot on video, and then three different people see three different things that watch the fucking video, man. Okay. This is the human mind. Okay. If we all saw things the same way, we would not have advanced even to the point of flaking stone tools. You follow? It takes more than one person's insight, looking at problems from different angles. We learn. Think about your taste in music and or movies, and how much of it was influenced by people you've known over your life. It's like, dude, the idea that everybody needs to see things the same as him, otherwise we're all fucked up. It's like, dude, I wish that we could say that. Everybody needs to think murder is bad. Everybody needs to think Epstein Island was horrible. Otherwise, we're fucking terrible. There's some people that would have paid money to go there. Some people that fucking probably did. So, look, man, I don't like that this stuff is, and I certainly don't think there's some things that shouldn't be tolerated. All right? But the line there, in my opinion, becomes when things get harmful. And this is where Dave gets abstract. Well, you see, this is harmful. This is science. And if you water down the science by, you know, making it seem like these guys aren't as cool as they are, or making people question things, well, now you're killing people. And yeah, it's a lot. It reminds me a lot of when I was a kid and at church, and they would say, you can't let those gay dudes be gay, because next thing you know, they're going to be chasing young kids around, and then they're going to be killing people with their diseases. And it's like, you know, these abstract, can't let Henry Ford make them motor vehicles, because if you do, people's going to get ran over. If God wanted us to fly, he'd have given us wings. It's just fucking numbnut shit. Boneheads. To a man.
Okay, he's completely 100% antithetical to public health. Everything about him, he is if one of those insane TikTok wellness influencers became the head of HHS. That's what he is, right? So
he's not a TikTok influencer. He's been suing public health people for decades.
No, one of his main sources, or his main source of income, is lawsuits. He gets finder's fees for lawsuits, but none of those lawsuits actually demonstrate harm from vaccines or anything. They're all just,
well, not just vaccines, but also glyphosate, right? Wasn't there a guy
he rolled story right over for Monsanto? Deregulating. He's deregulating. For all these things, he waves this flag of like, I'm a champion of the people. He absolutely is actually doing the opposite. Not only is he firing everybody from all these institutions, CDC and FDA, that have any.
He's firing everybody.
I mean, not everybody, but I mean, yeah, like in thousands upon thousands.
Maybe
of layoffs.
He's just like fumigating all the fucking corruption out of.
He's making it corrupt by fumigating out all the legitimate scientists.
And here we go. You've got two different opinions. Right there, you got Danny's opinion and you got Dave's opinion, and one of these guys is saying maybe and the other one's saying no. This is the one of these guys is having a conversation and the other one is soapboxing. One of these guys I could sit down next to at a bar and talk to. The other guy would sit down at the bar and talk to me, and I'd just be going, Jesus fucking Christ. After 5 minutes, I'd have my head down like this. Dave just thinks that he's, you know, he's just right. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say Dave's never worked at the CDC. So when he's making these statements, these are very much opinion-based statements that he's making in a very factual manner. So, you know, I'm never not going to make fun of this kind of stuff. Don't get me wrong. There are times when it's worth seeing the danger that's coming down the pipes, right? There's times when, you know, you do have to extrapolate in order to see what's going on. If the German government comes and breaks all the windows in your businesses, it might be time to move out, kind of thing, right? But this whole idea that that we should just be afraid of everything, again, really, this just comes down to a political thing, isn't it? He doesn't like RFK, and so he assumes that what he's doing is opening up for corruption. Now, let me ask you this, just for a thought experiment. If Dave was saying, if Danny was saying that RFK went in and fired half the police force to get rid of corruption, do you think that Dave would have the same problem, or do you think he would say that was a good start?
Yeah, but how do you know? Exactly. How do you know he's not fuming? How do you know he's not getting the corruption out of there?
Because the output of these institutions is now exclusively medical misinformation, right? That's what's happening now, is you have never before had medical misinformation of this degree coming out of official state channels.
Like what?
What does he know? Honestly, what the fuck does this guy know about medical misinformation? He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything about it at all. He doesn't know anything about medicine. He's just making a generic statement here. I'll probably go for another 20 minutes and stop a little early. Usually I do 2 hours. I think I'm going to do an hour and a half because, again, I'm getting ready to fly out, so I've got to get all this shiznit ready. But I want to keep something for you guys to remember that I'm alive and kicking. And, you'll see more of me in the near future. I'm going to make some shorts tonight to keep uploading while I'm on the trip. And I think I'll probably live stream once from the hotel, as long as the internet connection isn't horrible.
Which one?
It's never happened before.
Like which
CDC. CDC is no longer.
What is the CDC saying that's medical information?
RFK tells Trump, I'm going to figure out the cause of autism because that's what's going to happen. And then he goes on and say, it's Tylenol. We figured out Tylenol. It's Tylenol, all this crap, you know.
Pushing, is that not true?
No, of course it's not true. And then he had to.
How do we know it's not true?
Plenty of studies have been done, and then more after this insane accusation, and then they got sued, of course, by the makers of Tylenol.
Of course they did.
So it's just like it's a nonstop circus sideshow of a guy who definitely has no idea what he's talking about. I mean, everything the guy said. I mean, he's like a
nonstop circus sideshow. Good God. Yeah, I understand, Shingling. David is definitely a bonehead. It's pretty funny. You know, I don't know if Tylenol causes autism or not. I don't know any of that stuff, to be honest with you. What I do know is that what Dave just said, he doesn't know anything, is exactly applicable to Dave and myself. I'm not a medical professional either. I've read some papers on this stuff, but as I said, you can pick and choose in this. There is plenty of information out there from verified professionals. You don't have to look for one. If you look for the ivermectin stuff, you won't find just one doctor that talks about it. You'll find a lot of them. And so it's like, I don't really know how we're supposed to. I don't understand how Dave thinks we're supposed to take him seriously. It's like this. Well, clearly his ego is fucking massive. I mean, massive. Dan's going to put a sombrero and watch Mexico in World Cup and drink cervezas. Dude, I hate to be like this because, you know, I'm not really big on sports at all, but if I am going to sit down and watch football, let's put it this way. The last time I watched soccer was in 2002 when it was the Korean-Japan World Cup with my Korean roommate at the time. Yes. What'd you say? Yes, Dan will bring some back for you. I got it all packed up in a crown bag. Yeah. Say, awesome, Timmy. That's the guy. Heck yeah. I don't usually drink Crown, but I can drink Whiskey Coke. I can't do shots. It'll rip my belly apart. I'm fucking old, man. usually drink beer, dark beer. And the reason I drink dark beer is because it's like eating your bread with your beer. It's kind of like that one dude talked about on that one show called Firefly.
An HIV denialist, you know, all like really insane stuff. We've never seen this before in HHS or in you know, and NIH. And then Jay Bhattacharya is right behind him, just complete fraud. And so this is what you have. You have all these institutions being stacked with loyalists that are running the narrative of this administration. And we need to, the core issue is getting the public aware that that is what is happening, because then you can vote people out of office, and then you can vote people into office that will put credible people at the helm of these institutions. And you can very slowly start to rehabilitate this.
How does he think the way he handles himself is going to inform the public? I mean, really, he's just getting paid. That's the only thing that he's doing. He's not changing people's minds on things. I mean, he's just yelling. It's like Alex Jones doesn't change people's minds on things when he's yelling, right? Rush Limbaugh, when he was yelling, he wasn't changing people's minds. These people are just, they preach to the choir, and you know that's fine if that's what you want to do, but it's not going to get you anywhere. And so him talking about how he wants to change things and how he wants to make, look, if you want to influence voters, again, you need to make it you need to make the education tantalizing, and bringing in people that are angry, and it's not going to do you any good. Excuse me, bringing in people that are actually educated and insightful on the stuff. So when he says, oh, I did a bunch of research, but I can't fucking remember it anymore. It's like, dude, that's half the problem right there. The information that you're talking about that the public needs to know should be coming out of your mouth so palpable, so easy to understand that you remember it at least. How about that for starters? And it's like, no, dude, no, because he's too busy calling guys like me Sasquatch Tank, which is, again, I get that this is how he makes a dollar, and I can't begrudge somebody that side of it, but don't fucking pretend you're some fucking, don't pretend you're doing anything for the good of humanity. All you're doing is creating vitriol. I mean, the lies that he told about me personally and the information that he got wrong, those two things coupled together are enough that it's the guys that he is a net he's a net negative to discourse in general. Like, for example, assume that you know, like he's talking about anti-vaxxers, for example. He is going to get enough things wrong that the people that are anti-vaxxers will be able to point at him and say, look at what our critics are saying. Look how stupid they are. But he doesn't care because he made $2,000 on that video. So,
What are you looking for?
He's an HIV denialist.
He's an HIV denialist.
Well, of course Google's going to say this, bro. What did he actually say about it? Oh, my God. That is unreadable.
I mean, so...
okay, what is this? Claims on HIV/AIDS causation. In his 2021 book, In the Real Anthony Fauci and Other Public Statements, Kennedy has argued that AIDS is not exclusively caused by HIV. He has asserted that his initial AIDS epidemic was linked to the use of poppers in the gay community rather than the virus. So he's saying AIDS is not the exclusive cause. Which, that makes him an HIV denialist.
Of course it does. HIV causes AIDS. Right?
Well, he's not denying that HIV also causes AIDS. He's saying it's not the exclusive cause.
Okay, but what he's saying is absolutely insane, and it doesn't make any sense at face value anyway. Right? It is a disease caused by a virus, caused by the HIV virus. That's
right,
what it is.
Right, right.
This is well known for
decades.
But
he's saying it's also other things, right?
But
how do you know that it's not?
Because it's caused by a virus.
What the fuck? What am I supposed to do with that? How do you know that that's not the case? Because it's not. Hey, Dad, how come I can't go to McDonald's? Because I said so. Fucking This is when a actual science communicator, somebody trying to portray the scientific method, should rest on their laurels on the only thing they can properly say. I don't fucking know. This is what I'm assuming based on the sources that I trust. I suppose it's hypothetically possible. I'll tell you how I feel about it. I suppose it's hypothetically possible that anal nitrate causes AIDS. I'm pretty fucking skeptical of that claim, and I can see why Dave's picking at it and saying, I don't know about all that, but I'm not a medical professional, and I can say that, HIV causes AIDS. But this is like if somebody says, here's the thing. You're evaluating these goofy pseudoscience claims. You need to give them a proper day in court and into the electric universe. I don't just say that's stupid because the Earth is round and it's gravity that holds it in that place. And we all know it. I debunk flat Earth by saying that we all know that the Earth is round. I debunk evolution by saying we all know that Jesus was in the Garden of Eden and was in the form of God and all this stuff, and there was a snake. Unless you're Neil, in which case snake was the God and then the Jesus was the bad guy. Religion's fucking convoluted, bro. Boofing is okay if you like it. You know, I mean, if it gives you AIDS.
It's a viral disease.
Have you talked to AIDS experts on this?
Dude, come on, man. This is such a laughing stock talking point, right?
Jack shit about AIDS.
Look
just
at
to
where
be clear.
We have come with AIDS treatment. Why do you think that whereas AIDS was a death sentence in the 80s and 90s, that now it is not? That through the use of various therapeutics, because we know how it's caused. Mm-hmm. We have drugs that target every single step in the replication cycle of the virus that are inhibitors of this step and this step. We understand very, very well. This is what I'm talking about. So what's alarming is what you just did. I want everyone listening to not do that, right? What you have to have is this intense skepticism. When somebody like RFK says something like that, poppers cause AIDS. This is insane because if you don't know a lot about AIDS but you can look into it, right? You can look into what these drugs do, how they affect the replicative cycle of the virus, how well we understand HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
And that's why we are able to treat it so effectively.
Well, you know what? I honestly think since I'm only going to be on for a few more minutes, I think, why don't we just go ahead and look real quick? What steps of HIV are targeted by pharmaceuticals? He claimed that all of them were. So we'll just check and see if he knows what he's talking about there, because it does seem like he was making a very confident statement. Pharmaceuticals target. Well, I should probably do the proper thing and share the screen with the rest of you guys, huh? Pharmaceuticals target 5 specific steps of the HIV replication lifecycle to stop the virus from multiplying and advancing to AIDS. Because the virus mutates rapidly, standard antiretroviral therapy, ART, combines medication from different drug classes to block these steps simultaneously. How many fucking boomer dads are, my kid's in art school, ho ho ho, when they're in medical school? Okay, the binding attachment, at fusion, reverse transcription integration, and budding maturation. All right. So then I guess I'll leave down the screen. I'll look up on another screen really quick. I guess the next thing to look up would be how many stages are in HIV AIDS. Well, it only says 3 distinct stages. So I'm going to go on a limb and say there's something wrong there. Maybe I should use the word steps. How many steps? Life cycle. We'll make this more advanced. Well, shoot. Now, see, this is you'll see it's not the biggest thing in the world, but this kind of stuff does matter. I mean, honestly, it says that there's 7 distinct steps. And so, you know, according to the Professor Dave, there's, you know, they target all of them. Now, again, this kind of stuff isn't that big of a deal, but it is when, okay, what he just gave me, what he just did right there was give evidence to the people that think that RFK is right. If they believe that HIV is not the only thing that causes AIDS, and Dave's skepticism is their counterpoint that they're going to push against, they can now prove that the counterpoint guy talks out his ass demonstrably. And that's slightly problematic, you might imagine. It gives the bad guys ammunition. Hey, Decky, thanks so much. I appreciate it. West side of Washington and Sequim. Oh, right on. I'm getting ready to leave the east side of Washington here in about 11 hours flying to Ohio. But, yeah, I'm getting ready to go back to the west side here in a couple of months, 1 month or so anyway. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, see, you guys, here, we'll go ahead and just babble for a minute or two before we get caught in. But, you know, it's not HIV exclusive. I tend to think that it is, in all honesty. I tend to think that it's, you know, it's, but again, you listen to the difference in the way that me and Dave are talking about it. I tend to think that it is. I believe that it probably, I don't know for sure. And him, come on, man. We fucking know. This is laughable. People are mocking this because we know every single. And then he goes on to say things that aren't accurate. And how many times do I have to fucking go over this stuff? I was skeptical of his claim there because I know his modus operandi at this point. Dave makes shit up. Dave is far more, as we saw in the first video in this little triple fucking hat bullshit so far. Dave likes to make shit up. Dave is more concerned with the narrative and the implications to the public of what is said than is what is actually said. As long as it's critical of us, if it's critical of science, excuse me. If it's critical of us, he wants us to. He don't really care. He's just going to throw all the fucking rocks in the world. The actual evidence is even less important to him at that point. Oh. Some of us randomly popped into existence on Thursday. Yeah, I honestly have a hard time understanding how somebody like Professor Dave got such a following on this kind of thing. I'm not sure if I'm going to Akron or not, Tappy. I apologize. I'm going to Serpent Mound. I know that. Yeah, the only projecting I'm doing, and it is hard, Jerry, but the hard projecting I'm doing is it gets the back of your mom's tonsils right here, right now, just so you're aware. But yeah, it's the fucking bottom line is the bottom line is Dave Farina is dishonest, quite often wrong, ideologically motivated person who has fuck all to do with actually communicating science. And that's why I called him a grifter when I was on Janie Jones, because in all honesty, this is a grift. He is not getting the facts accurate. He can't even fucking remember them. He says things off the cuff that he's wrong about. And excuse me. And he claims to be standing for the status quo as he does so. And then he gets support from the status quo, and that by extension makes the people that support him look like shits to those of us that are in the know. So what they, in my mind, straight up, okay, when I came into this arena of 3 years ago or so, I knew that there was like problems in archaeology and in history and in psychology and the soft sciences, but I did not realize how gross and how ugly and how just fucked up it is. Just how ideologically motivated, how angry people are, how the scientists are so like so full of themselves and so unlikable. Not all of them, but just a huge number of them. Just straight up unlikable, people that I would rather fucking slap upside the head than talk to. And yeah, man, I just ended up getting sad about some of this stuff at the end of the day. But then, you know, it's why one of the reasons I kind of took myself out for a minute there is it's like, as far as the debating side of this and the arguing goes, it's like, you know, it gets sad, man. It's like, I love science. I love that. I am very firmly a believer in that it is the best way for us to discern the nature of reality. And there's a real funny little paradox that if something came along that was better than science for us to learn about reality, we would have to test it with science to prove it. I mean, this is fucking, it's science, man. It's science, bitch. There's a reason that it's a big deal, but you can't water it down. All right. You know, you can't go taking the parts that aren't science and labeling as such. You can't go allowing its practitioners to run amok. You know, remember the South Park episode where the priest at the Catholic Church is having a camp out for all the boys and none of the parents want to send the kids for obvious reasons? It's like you get a reputation for allowing the people in your community to act a certain way, and it's really hard to snub that reputation. So, yeah. Well, I'm glad that I sparked a love for history in all of you, Dr. Pepper. I really appreciate it. Yeah, Jerry is erect. I'm sure he's thinking about his mom. She's here right now. It's the humiliation that's got him hard. Anytime that he thinks about, you know, being degraded. But, you know, whatever it is, actually, he gets angry when I say scientist to a scientist. Yeah, that's exactly when I get angry. It's bullshit, my friend. It's unfortunate, very unfortunate, Shaman, that it's not tricky. Like, the honest, to dovetail, we'll leave this on a little dovetailing of religion and science. When Jesus spoke about how it's important, the path is wide, but walking on it is difficult. It's you can see it, but it becomes a narrow path when you start walking on it. I forget exactly how he says it, but it's hard to walk the path, but the path is straight. It's not hard to see it, and that's very much what it is with science. I mean, this isn't complicated. There are things that are scientific. There are things we can determine scientifically, and there are things we cannot determine scientifically. And I have no problem trying to find ways to determine these things scientifically, but in order, there it is. The path is wide and the gate is narrow. Thank you. I have no problem with us trying to determine things scientifically that we can't. I have a problem with us saying that we can determine things scientifically when we can't. Think about how many of you out there lost your faith in your church when you found out that they were saying they could heal you and they can't, right? That's the same kind of thing, right? You end up with a loss of faith in the entire system. Thanks, Mr. Sean. Yes, so you guys are having a good time. Yes, Stank, I know I've got a stalker. Jerry's bearing a false witness. Oh, Jerry, you know what? You know, the only time I actually care about the words God is when your mom is gargling those sounds. Yes, scientism, exactly. It's an unfortunate thing. Hey, Decky, thank you. They're emotionally involved instead of scientifically involved, kind of like the current political power. Hopefully it's beginning to change. Yeah, I would like to see it change. I really would. It's unfortunate that feels like it started to get better to a degree. Some of the words have come back. You could talk shit and stuff again now, to a degree. But it's unfortunate that, you know, society is still very much split in half. And that's very frustrating because, honestly, like, again, dude, we live in a democracy. Like, our system's democratic. You could say we don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. I know somebody's typing that right now. We live in a representative democracy. I vote for a dickhead who I hope votes for the fucking things that I want him to vote for. And that's what our fucking Bill of Rights, and our Bill of Rights, but our republic, that's like the root of our republic is representative democracy. So at any rate, at the end of the day, we have to find a way to compromise with even the Jerrys of the world out there. Need to find some way to get along with them. The only people that we don't need to give any quarter to are the people that and eat our children. Those guys could all be shoved into a submarine and sunk off the coast of Cuba. We won't find them till they find those fucking pyramids. All right. Thank you guys so much. I'm going to make a few shorts and upload probably one tomorrow. And hopefully I'll do another live stream here in the near future. Maybe I'll just talk about Serpent Mound when I do it. I'm getting kind of tired of making fun of Dave, but we are getting to the part where he starts talking about archaeology. So maybe we'll do that anyway. At any rate, thank you guys so much for showing up here. It's really good to talk to you. It's so great to have an audience to yabber at. Love you guys so much. Stay out of trouble. Don't forget to throw money at my Ko-Fi if you don't mind. Again, I'm not broke, but it's the more money, the merrier. We're going out of town for my son's first time. So doing things that cost a lot of money will be on the agenda, whether I've got a lot of money or not. So I don't want to max out all the credit cards. All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. Very, very much. Have a good day. Take care now. And now it's